Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of The 80%. Today, I'm introducing you to one of the most important people in your life, your future self. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. Several years ago, nakareceive ako ng 1,000 peso gift certificate for a clothing store. It was a token and part of the media kit from an event that I attended. Since wala naman akong kailangang bilhin talaga from that store, tinago ko lang yung GC. At naalala ko na lang siya nung malapit na siyang mag-expire. In fact, nung nakita ko ulit siya, mag-expire na siya within 3 days. So I went to the store and looked around for anything that I wanted to buy. May nagustuhan naman ako, isang polo, which was around 700 pesos. Unfortunately, when I asked, hindi ako makakakuha ng sukle. Yung GC ko kasi, it was given by the store and was not bought with cash. Kaya one time lang talaga siya pwedeng gamitin at hindi ka susuklian kung mas maliit ang bibilhin mo. Because I wanted to maximize the value of my GC, I also ended up buying a shirt para lumagpas ng konti sa 1,000 pesos yung total bill ko, which is okay lang naman. For most people, I think ganun din ang gagawin nila. Ikaw ba? Ganun din siguro ang gagawin mo, di ba? Of course, hindi lahat ng gift certificates ay ganun, especially yung mga electronic gift cards. Most, if not all of them, wala nang expiration and it's okay to spend only a portion of the amount. In fact, last year, may nagbigay sa akin as a gift ng 1,000 peso GC from the same clothing store. And this time, electronic gift card na siya. So, walang expiration at hindi ko kailangan gamitin yung lahat ng laman niya in one go. Kaya nung ginamit ko siya several weeks ago, I only bought an item worth 400 pesos and nasa akin pa rin ngayon nakatago yung quote-unquote sukle na 600 pesos dun sa loob ng gift card. So, why am I telling you this? Kasi dun sa GC na mag-e-expire, pare-pareho tayong lahat ng gagawin. We will maximize the 1,000 peso value. Parang wala kasi tayong choice. Pero dito sa electronic GC, I've noticed, particularly among my friends, na iba-ibang approach namin. What I mean is, may mga kaibigan ako na gagastusin nila yung buong 1,000 pesos in one shopping, na maghahanap talaga sila ng mabibili kahit wala na sa plano nila, basta maubos lang yung 1,000 pesos na laman ng gift card. On the other hand, may mga kaibigan din ako na katulad ko, we'll just buy what we need or want, and then we'll just save or reserve the rest of the value of the card for our next shopping at the store. These two approaches sa paggamit ng electronic GC can also be interpreted as an example of short-term and long-term thinking. Yung mga taong gustong ubusin na kaagad yung 1,000 pesos, they're not thinking about the future. They're all about maximizing the value in the present time. Meanwhile, yung magtitira ng sukle dun sa 1,000 pesos, more often than not, and ito rin talaga yung naiisip ko, I'm thinking about the future, or specifically, yung next time na may gusto akong bilhin dun sa store. To put it in another way, since I plan to come back to the store sometime in the future, kasi doon rin naman talaga ako madalas mag-shopping, then it's okay to not spend everything in one go, because I'll surely see something that I want to buy from them again soon. Itong scenario na ito, we can expand this to personal finance and actually even to other aspects of our life. What I'm talking about is yung short-term and long-term thinking, which is basically, if you have a short-term mindset, you're really about taking care of your present self. Meanwhile, yung long-term mindset, it's about considering what your future self will need. And when it comes to money management, the problem is we are often disconnected with our future self, which prompts us to prioritize the short term over the long term in our decision making. For example, saving for the future means delaying gratification, which can be emotionally painful. So when faced with a decision to spend today or save for the future, malakas ang temptation to just spend kasi ayaw nating masaktan yung present self natin. Of course, ang consequence ng pagiging magastos natin ngayon ay yung pain and financial difficulties that would come in the future. But because we're disconnected to our future self, we'll tend to underestimate or be indifferent of the negative consequences that will happen. Kumbaga, kaya siguro sumikat yung expression na bahala na si Batman. Kasi parang sinasabi nito na, nako, hindi ko naman problema ngayon yan. Bahala na yung future self ko ang mag-handle ng problema ngayon. Basta ako ngayon, okay ako. A 2011 research study by Professor Hal Hirschfield and his team shows that we often view our distant future selves as almost entirely different people. In fact, neurological studies have found that our brain activity when thinking about our future self closely resembles the thought patterns which our brain conjures when thinking about other people. As such, we feel okay pushing the pain of having to deal with bad financial decisions off to this person because we are not connected with the future version of ourselves. This disconnection between the present you and the future you is one of the reasons why a lot of people don't save and invest for retirement. Dahil, bakit mo nga ba naman iisipin at magiging concern ka sa isang tao na hindi mo naman ka-close, di ba? The reality is that we don't know our future selves. Hindi tayo close sa future selves natin. So, we tend to discount their pains, pleasures, and needs. However, if we can find a closer sense of connection to our future self, then perhaps that can help us bridge the gap. So, ang tanong ngayon, anong pwedeng gawin? What can we do to improve or strengthen our connection with our future self? Fortunately, there are two simple things that we can do. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about eToro. If you want to invest and trade the global markets like US stocks, commodities, forex, cryptocurrencies, and others, then check out eToro, my trusted multi-asset broker with an online community of millions of investors and traders from around the world. One of their coolest features is CopyTrader, which allows you to copy other successful traders on eToro in just one click to easily automate your investing or trading. Sign up today and get a $100,000 practice account. Just go to bit.ly/openeToro account. That's bit.ly/openeToro account. Again, That's bit.ly/openetoro account. All small letters. Do you want to invest in real estate for as low as 1,000 pesos? Then check out Flint PH, the first tech-enabled, low-cost Philippine real estate crowdfunding platform that is made for investors who would like to invest in Philippine real estate properties. Flint provides a fixed and safe return on investment, especially for those looking to earn passive income. Flint is open to anyone at any time, even to those who are based outside the Philippines. Sign up for a free account today and visit bit.ly/flintph. That's bit.ly/flintph. Again, that's bit.ly/flintph. All small letters. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Professor Hal Hirschfield and his team tried to see if connecting people with their future selves could affect their willingness to save more for their retirement. Ang ginawa nila, they took photos of young research subjects and digitally altered half of them to create virtual avatars that look 65 years old. As in, pinatanda nila yung mga pictures. Parang yung nauso dati na face app na gagawing matanda ang itsura ng selfie mo. Pero this one, it's a moving avatar and they even used augmented reality para makapag-interact sila with the digital version of their old future self. And according to the study, the simple but effective technique can increase your brain's connectedness to your future self. At grabe yung results nung activity na to. In some cases, people who experienced this digital interaction roughly doubled what they were willing to set aside for retirement as compared to those who did not. Kaya sa tingin ko, magandang activity din ito para sa atin. Try mo, download ka ng app or just check out the video filters on Instagram or TikTok na pwede mong gawing matanda ang itsura mo. Tapos, interact with yourself. And you can even take photos of your old digital self doing everyday tasks. The perspective we take when thinking about our future self can also enhance our capacity for self-reflection. Meaning, try to imagine your future self and then think about how that person connects to your present self. For example, kung ang na-imagine mo na future self mo ay isang successful na entrepreneur, then isipin mo, paano nakarating yung present self mo dun sa future na yon? Ano yung storya? What happened? Tell your future self your success story. Or better yet, write it down. The same research by Professor Hirschfield has shown that writing a letter to your future self, even to your near future self that's just a few months away, can increase your connectedness and improve your behavior. At hindi lang sa personal finance ito effective, as I mentioned earlier, but also in other aspects of your life, katulad ng health and relationships. So, if you're trying to exercise more, for example, then write to your future self na healthy and physically fit. And I'm sure you'll have more motivation to exercise regularly today. And that's our second practical tip. Write a letter to your future self. At ano ang pwede mong ilagay dun sa sulat? It's up to you. Ano bang gusto mong sabihin sa future self mo? Pwede mo siyang kumustahin. Ask questions. Ano na ba ang hobbies niya? Ano ang usually ginagawa niya kapag weekend? Saan ba siya huling nag-travel? Masaya ba siya sa buhay niya? Tapos, pwede mo ring ikwento kung sino ka ngayon. Tell and remind your future self of who you are today. Ikwento mo sa kanya kung kamusta ba ang buhay mo ngayon. Ano ang hobbies mo? Ano ang usually ginagawa mo kapag weekend? Saan ka huling nag-travel? Masaya ka ba ngayon sa buhay mo? Ikwento mo sa kanya. Your future self is one of the most important people in your life. And the more we connect ourselves to our future self and goals, the more we will act in alignment with these goals. So get to know your future self. Write a letter to yourself. Look at a digitally aged photo and think about how you can get from where you are today to where you want to be. In the process, your future self will no longer be a stranger to you and you will start to make better choices today. And that's the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it and thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80% at i-invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments, suggestions, and questions that you want me to answer in an episode, then you can go and visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. That's it. This is Fitz Villafuerte. See you again in our next episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.